Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وهذا ذكر مبارك أنزلناه أفأنتم له منكرون. And this Quran is a blessed message which we have sent down. Then are you with it unacquainted? Are you unacquainted with this message? So this is a really interesting ayah because this is ayah 50 of Surah Anbiya. And if you look at the two ayat prior to it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was mentioning that Musa alayhi salam was sent a book. Musa alayhi salam was sent guidance and a light. And it is widely accepted that Musa alayhi salam was receiving this book. This is something that the Jews believe, that the Christians believe, and the Muslims believe. And so the question that we should be challenging the Jews and the Christians with is we should be asking them, what evidences have convinced you that the Bible is from God? Whatever your criterion is or was, does the Quran fall short from it? Or does it match it? Or does it exceed it? Whatever it is according to your standard, according to your evaluation, how does it stand? So this is one way of approaching this, that Allah Ta'ala is saying, look, this book was sent to Musa alayhi salam, this Torah was sent to Musa alayhi salam, and it seems that these people have accepted it, and now you're going to deny the Quran. How does it match up according to your own criterion? So this is the first point. But another way of looking at it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look at the way Bani Israel treat their Quran. There's another way of looking at this question. Pay attention to the way Bani Israel teach their kids Hebrew, and they practice their laws, and they study it, and they read about it, and they check the commentaries, and they have discussions about it, and they really take it quite seriously. Now, granted that there's a lot of problems with their beliefs, and we don't agree with them about everything, obviously, but you can still see that there's an effort there. And so the Muslim is being asked, what about you? Are you acquainted with your Quran? Have you been studying the Arabic? Do you memorize it? Do you learn it? Do you check the commentary? Do you have discussions about it? Are you reflecting on this Quran? So this is another way of looking at this question, which I think is extremely interesting and valid. And in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Quran as what? وَهَذَا ذِكْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ. It's a dhikr, it's a reminder. What does it remind us of? It reminds us about the knowledge of Allah, His names, His attributes, His actions, the qualities of the prophets, their stories, alayhi salatu wasalam, and about various righteous people. It talks about and it mentions rulings about worship and interaction, al-ibadat wal-mu'amalat. It talks about the future events of Judgment Day, heaven and hell. And it also gives rational evidences and arguments in order to prove the veracity of this book and about the beliefs therein. And it's mubarak. Mubarak means what? Blessed. Meaning that this Quran comes with goodness. It offers growth and progress, improvement and increase. Nothing will offer more blessing in your life than dedicating yourself to this Quran. Those who receive it are accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Those who apply it and teach it are appreciated and elevated by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This Quran fills the hearts with tranquility. It removes doubts. It repels the whispers of shaitan. It's easy to memorize. It's beautiful to recite. It's full of life-changing wisdom, and it's composed of eloquent speech. This Quran truly is mubarak, blessed. Now, what's also fascinating is that Allah Ta'ala finishes this ayah with a question. Are you going to be munkirun? Are you going to be people who... Well, what does this verb mean? Ankara yunkiru. Inkaran, fahuwa munkirun. It means a number of things. It means to disown or disavow or deny, disapprove, refuse to have anything to do with. So you could say that Allah is asking, do you deny some of these ayat? As a Muslim, would you ever deny the ayat? And hopefully the answer is no. So let's answer the question. But another meaning is to blame, to censor, rebuke, criticize, or reproach. So in other words, it could be that Allah is saying, do you attack some of these ayat? Do you like shamelessly criticize them without studying them or trying to understand them? That's another question that we have to answer. It also means to dispute. Do you argue about the Quran in a way that you're not really arguing respectfully or based on any knowledge? There's another question we have to answer. Also, ankara yunkiru inkaran fahuwa munkirun also means to pretend not to know. In other words, it could be that Allah is saying that, are you the type of person who is going to pretend and live your life like you're unaware of Allah's rulings? This is another way that this question can be framed and understood. And the final one that I think is very powerful and very important is Allah Ta'ala is asking, the final one is the verb ankara can mean to find strange, unfamiliar, to be unacquainted with something. And so therefore, it's as if Allah Ta'ala is asking, are you going to ignore this Quran instead of trying to learn it, study it, memorize it, apply it, and teach it? Are you going to ignore this Quran? So all this is being asked altogether? This is a comprehensive question. And so I want to finish with a reminder. The words of the Prophet ﷺ, who said, "Man qama bi ashri ayatin lam yuktab min al-ghafilin." Whoever stands at night and prays with just 10 ayat, he will not be written down amongst the negligent. Let's get a little bit more serious. After Salatul Isha, you can pray one raka'ah of witr by yourself, and in that you can read one page. On average, one page is roughly 10 ayat. That's not always the case. Obviously, there's some pages that have more and some pages that have less, but on average, you will find that it's roughly one page. So is that so hard to stand up in the night and just review whatever page you're on, and then if you've reviewed enough times and you're ready, you can move on to the next one? This is an easy way to memorize the whole Quran, even if it's slow. It's very effective. And then continuing on, the Prophet says, وَمَنْ قَامَ بِمِئَةِ آيَةٍ كُتِبَ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ. And whoever stands up and prays and recites 100 ayat, this is 10 pages, roughly, then he'll be written amongst those who are humbly devoted, those who are humbly obedient, somebody who obeys commands, not in a begrudging way, but in a way that they're happy to, in a way that they are calm and easy and accepting. And then finally, subhanAllah, the highest level, the Prophet says, وَمَنْ قَامَ بِأَلْفِ آيَةٍ كُتِبَ مِنَ الْمُقَنْطَرِينَ. And whoever recites 1,000 verses, he is written down and he is recorded with those who receive a huge reward. It's a very interesting verse. This is a very interesting comment, because 1,000 verses is, as you can imagine, somewhere around 100 pages, basically somewhere like 5 ajza. And the word qintar means a giant heap. So muqantareen means people who hoard up giant heaps of rewards. In fact, qintar is usually defined as 7,000 dinars. And we know that one dinar is 4.25 grams of gold, so that's worth somewhere around $20 million in today's standard. Now, I don't think we have to take it so literally, but the idea is that the ajr is going to be something that you look at and think to yourself, I'm rich for life, I'm set for life. And that's for doing this one time. Imagine if you could do it over and over again. So, in short, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who, when we answer this question, when Allah is asking us, are you actually going to be unfamiliar with this Qur'an? We say, Ya Allah, no. I don't want to be unfamiliar with this Qur'an. I want to study it and learn it and understand it and apply it and teach it to the best of my ability. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.